Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Hi, this is Allison Sheridan of the No Silicast podcast, hosted at podfeet.com. This is a special episode on the No Silicast feed. It's a conversation I had with Paige Isinger of the Views from the Coop podcast, along with Mark Risen from the RizWords daily technical/political podcast. We were using the live TalkShoe podcasting service from TalkShoe.com. Now, I cut this down considerably because for about the first 20 minutes, we were babbling about how TalkShoe worked, and it wasn't really all that interesting. I must confess, though, that I did pick my favorite part of the interview to start the cut version of the show. Let me warn you, this is unrehearsed, unplanned, and all ad-libbed. Hope you enjoyed this special episode.
So what do you like better about Vista?
What do I like better about it?
You're not supposed to have to wait that long.
Really nothing so far.
Really? I've got that on recording here, you know.
I'll put it like this. There's nothing about Vista that would have made me buy Vista as an upgrade for XP.
Now, I mean, I've heard from my friend he's not exactly a Microsoft evangelist, but every time we get on this topic, he always defends Vista on it.
A bit of a fanboy?
Yeah, a little bit. He says that for the average like entry-level user, that Vista is well worth the added hardware requirements because, A, coming OEM, it'll work out of the box and they won't notice the fact that it's using so much resources, and B, it like makes like it, you know, idiot friendly, you know, where the buttons for the commonly used things are just everywhere, like burning a CD or something like that.
I don't know. I guess it's hard for me to say because I'm not just your run of the mill, I want to check my email and surf the web type person.
Right.
I guess those things are just things that I'm so used to doing that I don't really think about somebody that would find the things that I do not to be intuitive, I guess, is what I'm saying.
That's my thoughts. I've really, ever since Vista came out, been searching hard for a reason why it's worth the hardware trade-off.
Think it is. And like I said, I wouldn't. The reason that I have it is because my main laptop crashed and I wanted to buy locally, and that's what you get because everything comes pre-installed with Vista now. And
you know, it's pretty funny. I got a late night knocking at my door on a Saturday night, and my neighbor across the street, she says, "Oh, Allison, something horrible's happened." You know, I immediately envisioned that, you know, her daughter had been hit by a car or some horrible tragedy. I said, "What happened?" And she said, "We bought a new computer and we didn't talk to you first." I said, "Oh, no, what happened?" And she said, "It had Vista on it and nothing works now." And they took it back. It was so funny. They ended up going to a swap meet and getting some new components for their old computer and moving on with their lives on XP.
Well, if you're used to XP, I don't see anything about Vista that's going to make anything any easier. At least not from...
Well, security-wise, it's supposed to be better, right?
It's supposed to be, but like I said, it's really strange that, okay, they make it tough for you to find this administrator account, but if you right-click on something, because you can't run it if you're not logged in as administrator, if you right-click and do administrator, there's no password.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. You know, one thing I was worried about was you go to do something and it flashes up that big alarming window that turns everything else dark and said, "Are you sure?" And I thought it was stupid because it didn't make you put in a password. But what I didn't realize was that's actually at a very basic hardware level that it's doing that. Like I was watching Lab Rats and they were doing showing off like I don't know, it was VNC or Go to My PC or one of those kinds of things. And when that came up on screen, it didn't reflect over on the machine that was controlling it. So that's not visible to something that's like crawling your system and stuff. So I guess that's why that's supposed to be more secure.
Well, I guess maybe it's more secure that if something's crawling your system, it's not going to be using the run as command.
Yeah.
Do something. I don't know. Like I said, I just haven't seen anything about it so far that would make me tell anybody that, "Oh man, you need to dump XP. You need to go to Vista." I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Hey, it sounds like Mark might be somebody interesting for you to interview on your podcast.
If I had one.
Yeah. Well, but well, she's had one for a long time. But no, using TalkShoe.
Using TalkShoe is a. This is not hard at all.
No, I think this is. This has a lot of the same features of what you had before. And I personally, I thought it was easier to use. I mean, I figured it out. But
yep.
I mean, I stumbled around a long time on the other one, and the other one you were using didn't work on the Intel-based Macs.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, so I always had to go over to the PowerPC machine to work to be on the show.
That's another problem Peter and I have had in checking out these conference rooms is so many of them that we check out don't work with Macs at all, and actually the upgrade that they're doing to the iVocalize conference room that I have now.
Uh-huh.
Or actually, I think today's the last day I'm going to have it. Yeah, today's the last day I'm going to have it. The upgrade that they're doing that is not Mac compatible for any Mac at all, period.
That's crazy.
You know, so that's crazy. And even the older version, the one that I've got, was compatible with a Mac that wasn't Intel-based.
Now, am I wrong, or do I remember that there was a Linux client, too, for this?
Yeah,
no,
I think there is.
Yeah. Why not let everybody play?
No kidding. You know, there are some people in this world, though, that believe the only real computers are PCs. That you know, these other
they don't listen to my
systems,
show, that's for sure.
These other operating systems and these other gadgets.
Phoenix,
really
I think it's Phoenix that's doing that as well. Phoenix, the BIOS makers, they just announced yesterday that all the new Phoenix BIOSes are going to be Windows Vista compatible only.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so that means every new Toshiba and anything else that uses the Phoenix BIOS is going to be compatible with only Vista.
Who said that?
I think it's Phoenix. Let me double check because I saw it on Slashdot.
Well, I've been looking at HP and Dell are both getting ready to announce within the next year that they're going to be offering PCs that come pre-installed with Windows or Linux.
Well, Dell already announced.
Well, they haven't given a date of when they're going to do it, and they also haven't said whether it's going to be on consumer machines or just for business machines.
Listening to Leo, he was saying that this was the first time they had announced that it was on consumer machines.
Well, that must have been within the last month then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like within the last couple
ago.
Weeks.
Okay. It must be really recent because I think the last I read was about 2 weeks ago when they first announced that Dell, yes, we're going to start selling PCs that you can get pre-installed with Windows or Linux. But at the time, they wouldn't say when they were going to do it. And at the time, they wouldn't say if it was going to be for consumer machines or business machines only. And that was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, this is... If they're doing it now, I'm going to the Dell website.
And HP is close on their heels, at least from what I've read. You read anything about that, Mark?
Well, I haven't read anything about it, but it sounds like something Dell would do since they didn't. Aren't they the ones that just acquired Alienware?
Yeah.
About 6 months. So I mean, that kind of sounds like something that's up their alley in terms of what they're kind of pushing towards. You know, Alienware was kind of a geek brand anyway, and for them to start offering Linux sounds pretty in character for them now.
Well, have you heard anything recently about the latest approved version of the open source licensing that for a while, what is it, Linus, what's his, Torvald, is that his name, that started Linux?
Torvald, yeah.
That he didn't like it at all. But I think the last I heard is when they finally approved it that he didn't exactly say he liked it, but he said it was more acceptable than
What was it that was more acceptable?
It's open source licensing.
Of you mean a new GPL? Is it GPL3 you're talking about?
Yeah.
Huh.
What was it that he didn't like? I didn't hear anything about this. What was it that he didn't like about it?
I have a whole article about the different things that he didn't like about it, but he wasn't supporting the third draft. And then they really redid a lot of stuff in the third draft. I don't know what all the details are, but when they finally released the final version, he did say that it was acceptable because they had dropped a lot of the language that he had problems with. But yeah, a lot of these things, I pick them up and I scan through them, and I don't really read them in detail. And I just remember about a week ago. You know, that came out, that he was not supporting the third draft. But then when the
yeah,
final
I don't
draft,
I don't get a, I don't get into a whole lot of like the open source culture wars. I mean, I read about them, but like, you know, I'm not. I've always been a firm supporter of Linux in theory, but in practice, I've never been able to get on board with the whole open source movement just because, and it all comes down to driver support.
You know that's exactly what I was going to say. Who do you go to? Who are you going to call?
Well,
Ghostbusters.
Even if you can find the proper forums to ask the questions, like, you know, I am a programmer by trade. That's what I do for my day job. And, you know, I've been programming in BASIC and C and, you know, Microsoft-based languages since I was a little kid. And so, and most of my programming ends up being for either the web or for a PC, and a Windows PC at that. And so, like, I've always lived in that environment, and my hobbies are usually have to do with, like, audio mixing. I do a little bit of DJing on the side just for fun. And, you know, all that stuff is fairly driver-intensive. You know, I've got to make sure my audio drivers are supported and, like, the programs that I'm used to working in can work on a Linux-based system, which they tend not to. So, you know, I've always loved the idea of open source software and taking the power away from Microsoft and all that junk, but, you know, I just can't get behind it in terms of practice.
No, you just mean when it comes to operating systems, though, right? You use open source tools?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, in terms of operating systems,
yeah.
I mean, I'll use open source tools. Like, I use Juice. I've actually used GIMP occasionally and, you know, other little minor utilities, but in terms of an operating system, just something, I just need something that has the major label support, you know? I've got to make sure that it works.
I do a lot of, try to do a lot of open source tools on my podcast. I do as much cross-platform open source stuff that I can find. But as far as the OS, I mean, I've got Linux loaded under Parallels, but man, every time I try to install something, nothing works. I can't ever get it to work. By the way, Paige, I just sent you the link to Dell's page where you can buy Linux on desktops and workstations.
Can you already do it?
Yeah, they got a button here that says Buy Now.
Wow,
what's funny is
that fast.
The whole page says Dell Open Source Desktops, and it's all about Linux. But at the very top, in the little tiny letters, it says Dell recommends Windows Vista Business.
we know who's paying them the most money, don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, one of the things that happened to me when I did buy this PC that I bought is that there were a lot of PCs like this that were on back order, and it was on back order just because the computer manufacturers couldn't keep up with, I mean, they all had to put Vista. You know, the retailers, they had to put Vista on their machine, and there wasn't enough Vista available for them to get all their machines installed with Vista. I don't know whether they just waited and thought that, well, it's not going to take off so much. And actually, when you compare it to XP, Vista hasn't really done as well out of the starting gate as Vista did. I mean, as XP did. But I wish I had had the luxury to wait. One of the reasons that I went ahead and did it is because, Allison, when I had the radio show, I was constantly being asked questions. And so the fact that anybody could go out and buy a new computer and it was going to have Vista on it, I expected to start hearing those questions. So I thought, well, I guess I should really be prepared.
Yeah.
When somebody calls because their new computer's got Vista and they don't know what to do.
Yeah, you pretty much have to. That's the way I try to justify a lot of my purchases. Well, I have to for the show, you know.
I've still got a laptop that has XP on it, but it's not one that is dependable enough for me to use all the time. So I did after my – that was so weird with the gateway. I don't know whether it was some type of I'm trying to think that it's probably some kind of switch that was behind the power button because nothing happened to the computer. The computer's fine. The power button just – I pressed it down one day, and it just never came back up. It just said, no, I'm frozen. I'm done. You cannot turn this computer on anymore with this power button. It doesn't work.
Didn't you say that it happened to you once before, like with a completely different computer?
Well, the HP that I've got. But the thing about the HP is the power button did. You could press it down, but sometimes it would turn the computer on and sometimes it wouldn't. And that's why I said it's not real dependable because after sending it back to HP three different times and they replaced the system board twice, I think after the last time I got it back that I did have an occasion where I pressed the on button and it wouldn't come on. And so that's when I bought the gateway because I just went, okay, I can't depend on this. So I use the HP, and I haven't had any problem with it not coming on, but I have had a couple of times when I've had to press the button three or four times before it finally engages.
You've got a power button issue.
Yeah, I must. But the, the gateway one, it froze in place. It would not even move. So.
Well, I'm feeling like ringing off here, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. We're having company out this afternoon. We had a deal at a church a couple of weeks ago, big fish fry, and we had a whole lot of fish left over. And so we got one of the boxes of fish this morning. We're going to have a fish fry this afternoon because it's beautiful.
Oh, man.
Beautiful outside.
I can't think of anything I'd like less than leftover fish fry.
Well, it's not leftover. It's, frozen fish that we bought.
Oh, I'm sure it's
too.
I don't like
that
fish.
Hasn't been fried yet. I have to end for me because I've got people coming over. But I did want to come and try this. Thanks so much, Allison.
Yeah, and thanks, Mark. This was really fun talking to you.
Yeah, we're glad you were here because you could tell us some things that we couldn't have told each other for sure.
Yeah.
I snaked your email address off of your profile there. I hope that's okay.
No, that's fine. Yeah, just email me anytime, and if you got chance during the day, join my show, and I'll look forward to joining yours whenever you guys get going on here.
Okay, what's the name of your show?
You know what? I'm sending you an email. Send back your information and Paige, you send them yours, and I included mine.
Oh, okay, cool. So I'm going to get all of this stuff from you then that I can just go from there and get in touch with Mark too.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thanks, Mark. And sorry we didn't get to talk, Charles, but we got to go.
Okay, bye-bye, Charles.
Bye.